Please pray with me. Dear Heavenly God, as we speak your truth, as we read your word, which is the truth, as we live into your promises, as we just are in your promises to be with us always, help us to listen, to speak, to think your word, to live out Jesus Christ in our lives. We pray in his name. Amen. The end of the Gospel of Matthew. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always until the end of the age." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I guess you could say this sermon really began back in October of 2003. I was on the phone with my dad just weeks after Mom died and had passed into the kingdom of heaven. And Dad was saying how much he missed her, and I immediately went into pastor mode and said, as I've said to so many people, "You know, as long as we remember her, she'll never really be gone." "Are you crazy?" Dad said. "Of course she died. Of course she's gone." And I knew better than to argue any point with my dad. First of all, he was in the midst of grief, and you don't argue with grieving people. Second of all, before Dad died, I was only the second most stubborn person in the world. And thirdly, I think my blunt-spoken dad said to me what people who were too polite to say to me in the past about, as long as we remember, they're not really gone. So after I hung up the phone, and since that long ago day, I have confronted that sentence, and I've thought about it, and I've prayed over it, and I've come to affirm what I said as what, this is what I believe, that as long as we remember our loved ones, we keep them alive. It isn't a platitude. It's not something that I say to make you feel better. And we know this because God is alive. God is always with us. God is not a God of the dead, but a God of the living. Because he lives, we live. And this is the basic foundational belief going all the way back to the people of God in the desert after Exodus. Deuteronomy 6:4, Shema Israel, Adonai Eliyahu, Adonai Echad. The Lord is God. The Lord alone. God is God. God is the only God. God loves you more than you can imagine. God is always with you forever and ever. Amen. God was, God is, God will be forever. And God told the people to remember this. Write it on your doorpost. Write it down when you pray. And to this day, Orthodox Jewish believers write down these words, God is God. And God alone is God. And they write it down and they attach it to their forearms and their foreheads when they pray. We remember and we believe God is God. God is creator. God is redeemer. God is sanctifier. God is. God is right here, right now. And we just read the very last words in the Gospel of Matthew of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our God. Remember, I am with you always. Earlier in Matthew, he said, where two or three are gathered in my name, I am. Jesus is here with us in worship. Jesus is with us when we fellowship. Jesus is with us when we get together over coffee. Jesus is with us when we read and study the Bible. Jesus is with us when we baptize, celebrate the Lord's Supper. Jesus is with us in our hearts. Jesus is with us in the valley of the shadow of death. Jesus is with us in our daily ho-hum lives. Jesus is with us when we celebrate and walk with joy. Remember, he says, remember, I am with you always. It is Jesus who guides us. It is Jesus who leads us. It is Jesus who pushes us. Jesus is with us in life and in death. And he says to us, today you will be with me in paradise. He is with us in life after life. Jesus has been, is, always will be with us to infinity and beyond. The word promise is one of the most sacred words in my vocabulary. I have never willingly broken a promise once I use that word. And so I promise you, Jesus' promise can be trusted. He promises, I am with you always until the end of the age. Now, during his time on earth, the Apostle Paul was probably the most stubborn person in the world. My dad and I hadn't been born yet. The apostle never said a word unless he meant it. In the third chapter of 1 Corinthians, he says to his friends, you belong to Christ. Christ belongs to God. Remember that. Now, it's too bad that my dad isn't here with us, because he'd say out loud to me what you all are thinking. What are you, crazy? Of course we know Christ is with us. Of course we know we belong to Christ. That's why we're here. It's a little thing called faith. That's why we're here. And I agree. And I just totally affirm you that you remember. You know this. I'm not teaching anything groundbreaking. Christ is living here with us. Christ's living presence is always with you. Always with us. But sometimes it's easy to lose sight of Christ. We can lose sight of Christ when we are grieving. We can lose sight of Christ when we fear for the health of our loved ones. When we go through with our dear ones the terrible process sometimes of healing. We can lose sight of Christ sometimes when we go through the terrible process of healing in a new way, letting them go and be welcomed into the kingdom. We can lose sight of Christ when we worry about our finances, our job security. Maybe we're fearing in our job search or living on a fixed income. We can lose Christ as we worry about what's happening with our church or the future. Oh my gosh, what's the future going to bring for our church? The future of the church is what Paul is addressing with the Corinthians when he says, the present and the future, you know, they all belong to you. And that Christ is, that you belong to God. You belong to Christ and Christ belongs to God. The future and the present all belong to you. You belong to Christ and Christ belongs to God. And Paul has worked his way into this statement. It just isn't right out of the blue. He says, here's what happened. The Apostle Paul goes to Corinth in the early 50s, first century AD, and there is no Christianity. He brings Christianity with him. And so he establishes the church. He trains up leaders. He gets them going. Everything's going great, and then Paul's an interim pastor. He gets them going, and then he moves on to his next church. At some point, here comes Peter to Corinth. This is Peter, Jesus' right-hand man. And so since it is Peter, he becomes the boss of the church. The lead, he becomes the Christian leader. You don't want to say boss of the church. So Peter becomes the leader of the church. And he leaves at some point, and the church calls up this wonderful preacher named Apollos, great preacher. And so the people in Corinth now have had three Hall of Fame pastors right in a row. Peter and Paul and Apollos. And each time one of them left, the people started grieving. And they started fretting. And they mourned. In their fear for the future, they lost hope of Christ's promise. I am with you always, he says to us. I am with you always. Paul knows how easy it is to lose sight of Christ. Now think about that. The Apostle Paul is stricken down on the road to Damascus by the living presence of Christ, but he too knows that sometimes we can lose sight of the risen Christ. And so he tells his friends in Corinth, he asked them rhetorical questions. Were you baptized in the name of Paul or Peter or Apollos? By no means. Just as Christ demanded, you and I and all of us, we were baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. It is Christ alone who is and who was and who will be forever. It is Christ alone who promises, I am with you to the end of the age. It is Christ alone who is the head of the body, the church. It is Christ alone to whom you belong. It is Christ alone who feeds, guides, leads, promises you that even in death, death has lost its sting because he lives, we live. He is the one who promises to be with us, to give growth, to make us disciples, learners, to lead us into becoming apostles, the sent, so that we can baptize and make disciples, and they're sent out, and they can baptize and make disciples, and they're sent out, and so it goes. Jesus was with them at that mountaintop in Galilee. He was with them in Corinth on the way back. He is with us right here, right now. He is will be with our children's children when they bow down in worship. Christ is. Paul says, the present and the future, they all belong to you. You belong to Christ, and Christ belongs to God. Christ was with us when we worshiped across the road at Rampart. Christ was with us when we worshiped in the family room sanctuary. Christ is here. Christ has been with us in our high times. Christ has been with us in our low times. Christ has been with us when we're just passing time. Christ was and is and will be forever. When we fellowship, when we have sacraments, when we worship, when we play, when we go outside with Mentos and Coke like the kids did this morning, Christ is here. The present and the future all belong to you, and you belong to Christ, and Christ belongs to God. This is his promise to us. Promise. His final words. You know, the last thing he wants you to hear and remember. I am with you always to infinity and beyond. Now, I know I'm not telling you something you don't know. I know I'm not saying anything that you haven't heard a million times from a million preachers. But it is easy to misplace the Lord sometimes. And Christ's word, Christ's promise can be trusted. I am with you always until the end of the age. Please pray again with me. Dear Lord, thank you. For we know that we have you right here. And so we have the strength of God to pilot us, the power of God to preserve us, the wisdom of God to guide us, the hand of God to protect us, the way of God to direct us, the shield of God to defend us. Christ is with us. Christ is before us. Christ is in us. Christ is over us. We know that we are his and he is ours, yesterday, today, and forever. Amen.